What is up, family? It's Dr. Dale, the author of How to Raise a Doctor and the author of Pre-Med Mondays. Both books are available on Amazon.com, so make sure you grab your copies there. And of course, you are listening to the Pre-Med Mondays Mentoring Podcast. Super excited to get into this week. We're going to be talking about outlasting failure. Outlasting failure. At times we think, oh man, I just failed at that. But we need to realize that we can outlast our failures. Check it out. Happy, happy Monday, family. We are on week number 41. Say what? Week number 41 of the Pre-Med Mondays Mentoring Podcast. Man, goodness gracious. I feel like I just started this yesterday. And we have done 41 consecutive weeks of this podcast. I'm going to stop and give all of us a round of applause. Check it out. That is a round of applause, because to do anything for 41 weeks straight consistently, you know, that's me making this podcast 41 weeks straight. But more important to me, that's some of you guys who have listened to this podcast for 41 weeks straight. And just thank you guys for being, you know, for being a great audience and being participants, being part of my community as we try to mentor tomorrow's leaders in medicine. Real quick, guys, if you would, please, please, please make sure you subscribe to this podcast. It really helps us by getting the rankings up, the ratings up on the various podcast platforms, which means that more people get to hear this podcast. And of course, share it with your pre-med club. So easy. Those of you guys who have a pre-med club, just copy the link and just share it with your pre-med club. Just let everybody know, hey, well, If you find this podcast to be beneficial to you, please, I ask you to share it with your pre-med club and just, you know, help us get the word. I want to mentor as many people as we can and give good information to as many people as we can. And hopefully by now you guys know that this is just not, you know, a regular old pre-med podcast. My mission is to develop tomorrow's leaders in medicine. So, you know, that's what I do, is what I focus on, developing leaders. And this week will be a good example of that, because we're not talking about your run-of-the-mill pre-med stuff here this week, okay? As always, I want to tell you guys about the pre-health markets, www.prehealthmarket.com, affordable services for pre-medical students. Make sure you check it out. A lot of you guys are already checking it out, but for those of you who aren't using it yet, make sure you jump on that, especially as application season is coming up. Take advantage. And the best part is, now some of our service providers, I'm starting to get messages from them telling me that the students they're working with are getting all these acceptances to medical school. So that's really cool to see our service providers contributing to the students in that fashion. www.prehealthmarket.com. All right, I'm going to say it again. Happy, happy Monday, Pre-Med Star. We are ready to get into this week. Very excited about what's to come this week. It's going to be a great week. I don't know why yet. I haven't figured it out, but I know it's going to be an absolutely wonderful and great week. All right, week 41. And for those, if any of you guys have listened to all 41 weeks, send me a message and let me know. If you've listened to every single one of these Pre-Med Mondays podcasts, 41 weeks, send me a message. So I know a few of you guys send me messages for other things, but I'd be really interested to know. 41 weeks, let me know. All right, just go to premedstar.com, log in and shoot me a message and say, hey, Dr. Dale, I've done it. All right, let's get into this. So we're talking about outlasting failure. Outlasting failure. And we are on page 136 of the hard copy book of Pre-Med Mondays. So guys, what is failure? What is failure? Just stop and think about it. We use this word all the time. We talk about, oh, I failed this, I failed that. You know, this is a failure, that was a failure, he was a failure, she was a failure. What does that even mean? What is failure? I'm not sure that I know. I mean, I know what people intend when they say it. So you're aiming for something, you didn't get it, and you fail. You say, oh, I didn't get my 4.0 GPA. Or, oh, we didn't win the game, we didn't win the championship, we failed, right? And we're right in the thick of things with March Madness. I'm a Dukie, so you guys should know I'm a big fan of Duke. I did my internal medicine residency training at Duke. My son was born at Duke Hospital. The first day my oldest son walked, it was on the basketball course at Duke Hospital, right? It was Coach K Court. So we were Duke all the way in. Yeah, right? We really, really love Duke. So March Madness was going on, or is going on. We watched the game, that came on last night, Duke versus UCF, and Duke almost lost. Almost lost. And part of us thinking, like, man, Duke, did they almost fail, or did the team that they beat fail? But what does failure really mean when you actually stop and think about it, right? It's something that I don't believe is a real concept. I think we don't really fail. We just practice a lot. We don't fail. We practice a lot until we get it right. Okay, so I didn't get the 4.0. I got a 2.9. Well, I didn't fail. That was just, it just wasn't my best performance, but hey, it was practice. I just missed the mark. So now I know what to do better the next time. I know what to do better next time. But the real key is, as you're practicing a lot to finally reach your goal, not failing, but as you're practicing a lot to finally reach your goal, you have to know that you have to outlast failure. You have to know that you're able to outlast failure. Because here's the deal. Once you make it and you're successful, nobody's really going to go back and think about the times that you failed, quote unquote, right? How many of you guys knew Michael Jordan got cut from his high school varsity basketball team? How many of you guys knew that? Unless if you're a staunch basketball fan, you probably did not know that, right? Because at one point or another, that things didn't go as well. He, quote unquote, failed, but he kept on going, kept on working hard, harder than everybody else, kept on practicing. Next thing you know, he's the best player in the state of North Carolina in high school. Next thing you know, he goes to UNC College, greatest player at UNC ever. Then he goes to the NBA, and of course, the GOAT, greatest of all times in the NBA, right? But unless you're a very avid basketball follower, you would not know that he failed, quote unquote, right? Because he outlasted that failure. You take your lessons, you take the negatives, and you find a way to transform all that and you make it positive. People start companies, and you know what? The biggest reason the companies aren't successful is because people give up on the company. They give up on the company too early, right? They say, oh, I've been doing this for 2 years. Things aren't going my way, and they give up. Well, you know, all these companies that get really, really big, it takes them like 10 years before they really blow up and get big. Think about it. Facebook didn't start making a profit till, I don't know, somebody look it up online and double check what I'm saying, fact check me. But I think it was like 5 or 6 years out before Facebook actually made a profit. And that was one of the most, you know, the highest value companies in the whole world. But they did not make a profit for like the first 4 or 5 years. They were in debt. And that's how all these major companies go, most of them. Right, you're not making profit for like 10 years. You know, people always talk about, oh, he's an overnight success. Overnight success means that he or she was grinding at it for 5 to 10 years before anybody finally recognized them. I'll tell you a prime example. So I'm the founder of Black Men and White Coats. Black Men and White Coats, we just got a slew of media attention here last month, right? We just got tons of media attention. One of the blogs somebody wrote about us has over 500,000 shares. Over 500,000 shares. Just think about that. You know, they had me out. I was on TV, this TV, that. You know, I'm going out to be on another TV deal next month and get all these emails, come do this, come do that, right? And people say, oh, yeah, overnight success. Where did Black Men and White Coats come from? I've been building Black Men and White Coats for 6 years. 6 years. It's not an overnight success, right? Pre-Med Star. People, a lot of you guys may not even know about Pre-Med Star until you're hearing this right now. But it's not a big thing. People don't know Pre-Med Star. We're a few years in. Give it another few years. Give it another 5 years. People are going to say, whoa, where did this come from? Right? It's a process. Then I'm going to look back then. I'm going to say, guys, we've been building Pre-Med Star for like 10 years. These things take time. And along the journey, we're, quote unquote, failing consistently. Failing consistently. So many things have not gone our way with Pre-Med Star. I could tell you stories and stories and stories. So many things have not gone our way with Pre-Med Star. We're out here putting our all on the line, trying to provide a service for pre-medical students so we can help develop you all into leaders. But so many things haven't gone our way. But it's okay because we understand that we have to outlast the failure. It's going to take time. Black Men and White Coats, a lot of things didn't go my way with it, right? As we're doing Black Men and White Coats, I'm trying to get people to help me. I'm not getting the help I need. I'm asking different people, do they want to be involved? Not getting the answers I'm looking for. Been told no more than yes, right? But then finally, boom, things seem to fall in place. And like, oh, it's overnight success. Where did they come from? Well, we've been here for a long time. You just didn't see us. Because we've been failing, yet outlasting that failure until what we're looking for finally happened, right? So how do you translate that into the field of medicine? How do you translate that into the field of medicine? This is how you do it. You don't quit. You do not quit. Everything is not going to go your way. If everything's going your way, that means that you're not going at it as hard as you should be going at it. If everything's going your way, that means you're not pushing yourself to the extent that you should be pushing yourself. Plain and simple, right? You want to get better. You want to get stretched. You want to grow. And the way you do that is by doing some things that you might fail at. That's okay, because that's how you get better. Then you fail at it. You go back and say, okay, what did I do wrong? How can I fix it? Who do I need to bring on board to help me with, right? You go through your grind acronym. What are my goals? What's my reason? Where's the information I need? Who's in my network? Discipline this, make it happen. And as you're doing that repeatedly, 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 eventually you're going to, boom, break through and have mega successes because you outlasted failure. Right now, where I'm at right now, I just heard the sirens. You guys might have actually heard it. The little, tornado sirens were going off, or not tornado, but the thunderstorm sirens were going off behind me. You might have just heard it. Right? It's dark out here right now. It's overcast. It's gloomy. My sister sent me a text message earlier on, and there was just tons of hail in the area where her house is. Right? She lives, I don't know, maybe 20 miles from me or something. Right? It looks really rough. But I'm not worried. Why am I not worried? Because I know behind that dark cloud, there's a silver lining. Have you ever just been in rain? Have you ever been on a plane getting ready to take off and you're sitting on the ground and it's all dark and gloomy and raining and then whoosh, take off, you fly up in the sky, you fly over those clouds and it's sunny above the clouds? That's what's waiting for you on the other side. Right now, if you're struggling, you think you're going through some failures, you're on the ground, you're being rained on. But when you keep on going, keep on going, keep on pushing, go faster, go harder. Eventually, those wings are going to lift you off the ground and psh, you're going to break through those clouds. You'll be above the clouds and just be you and the sun. All right? That's what it means to outlast failure. And you have it in you. You have it in you. You just have to be persistent. You can't quit. You have to know that the only way that you absolutely fail is by giving up. That's the only way. So many things I've wanted to give up on in the past. Building Pre-Med Star, doing this podcast. So many things I've thought, man, this is harder than I thought it was going to be. But I'm not going to fail because I'm not going to give up. All right? My team is not going to fail because we are not going to give up. All right? And because we hung in there, we get to see all of you guys going on to medical school. We get to see you guys listen to this podcast. I get to get these messages back from you guys saying, Dr. Dale, that episode last week was so great. Thank you. You know, what about this, this, and the other? Right? We get to get the letters to say, hey, I just got accepted to medical school. Right? Because we didn't give up. And because I don't give up, I'm going to ask you guys not to give up. You have to outlast failure. Outlast failure. All right? It's grit. It's resilience. Don't give up. Outlast failure. No such thing as failure, just practice. Outlast failure. My challenge to you this week is to have a discussion with your accountability buddy about something that you previously considered a failure. Discuss how that perceived failure was merely a temporary lesson and how it brought you one step closer to your vision. So connect with your accountability buddy. If you don't have one, get one from Pre-Med Star and discuss with them how something you thought was a failure was truly just a lesson of life and how that thing has moved you one step closer to accomplishing your vision. All right, guys, please make sure to subscribe to this podcast. Share it with your friends. Send it to your pre-med club. Send it to your pre-med friends. Just send it to text, group me, WhatsApp, however you guys communicate. Send the link and just say, hey, here's a great podcast for pre-meds. Check it out and just help us get this word out. I certainly do appreciate you doing that. Have any questions, you know where to find me, premedstar.com. And if you're preparing to apply to medical school, definitely check out the pre-health market, www.prehealthmarket.com, and get the services you need to help you get accepted to medical school. All right, thanks for listening to this episode, guys. Ooh-wee, I almost forgot to tell you what we're doing next week. Next week, we're going to be talking about five dual degree programs to consider. As if being a MD or DO isn't enough, right? We're going to talk about more. 5 dual degree programs to consider, all right? Thanks for listening, guys. I will see you online, www.premedstar.com, and I love you.